Quinn comes running up to Grandma Gloria with this box in his hand. Grandma's like, Quinn, what do you have? And it's a box of tampons. And Quinn's like, Grandma, I have to get these. And my mom, you know, trying not to make him feel bad, says, well, okay, honey, but why? Grandma, I saw it on TV. If I have these, I can ride a bike, I can swim, I can even roller skate. Grandma, I can't do any of those things right now. So something about that little box made my little kid believe. My opening statement is, I really believe in this team we have this year. We're pretty good. We got 4 returning starters that really have a great sense of each other, have a great sense of urgency in terms of wanting to build on last year's success. So that's been really fun, even just early into this practice season. We've got some really nice freshmen coming in. I think Kiana Ibis and Sabrina Haynes in particular are pretty college ready and going to help build the promise of Mukamara Void. We got the schedule to completely help us prepare for an amazing Pac-12 and beyond. So I don't know if you guys have our schedule with you, but we open with Kentucky. We have South Carolina. We have a rematch with Florida State. We're at Syracuse, just to mention a few of our preseason games. So we're definitely it's going to be brutally fun, I guess, right? So we're excited. Yeah, I mean, that was just weird that we were picked that low, to be honest. And we finished tied for third the year before, and we were in the top 25. So, I mean, just going into the season, I don't even think, to be honest, you know, we don't really pay a lot of attention to numbers by our name or where we're picked. But I will say that as much as I believed in our team last year, our level of consistency and maturity was even beyond what maybe I don't really predict anything. I mean, it was just continually impressed me week after week after week how they came back and found ways to win and get it done. I mean, I know who they are as people, so it didn't surprise me, but obviously, you know, it's hard for anybody to have the level of consistency that we had last year, week in and week out. Well, that's a great question and well said, and certainly what we need, and you know, obviously the 1 and 2 seeds kind of dominate making that final step. So I do feel like, yes, we put together a schedule that will allow us to, you know, have the preseason that gives us the respect and the RPI. Although I think just even in the Pac-12 conference, you know, it's going to be so tough this year. It's deeper. I mean, top teams that graduated replaced with top recruiting classes. A lot of us didn't lose much. So I think we got all of our bases covered in terms of maybe getting that 1 or 2 seed and getting to that getting to Indianapolis, basically. We had a 9-player rotation last year, which was, you know, is an advantage to us, and we play hard and we play fast. And I think right now, you know, we have all of that core, 8 of those core back minus promise. And I think we could possibly add to that core. So I think we should and will have the depth that we've had. Obviously our returning starters are key to us, and they're in great shape, so they're going to play as long as they can. But we do. I mean, Pisa Mukamara and Arnisi Hawkins as seniors are better veteran core players. You can look for us to use Kelsey Moose more at the 3, which makes us a lot bigger, which obviously we are usually one of the smallest teams, if not the smallest team in our conference. And we really have to overcompensate for that sometimes on the boards, and rebounding is something that we need to really improve if we want to take the final step. So if we, you know, we've got Kelsey at the three, whether it's Quinn, whether it's Eliza Norman, our front line is bigger and more formidable, and I think that improves our rebounding immensely.
I would say my fitness level. I believe that we all work really, really hard, but once we get tired, our efficiency goes down, our focus goes down, our willingness and eagerness to work hard to finish our plays goes down. So I think by me being more elite in my fitness, that has allowed me to be more of the all-around player needed as far as offense, defense, and just leadership. So I changed like the way, like my eating habits, making sure that I get more sleep, making sure that I hydrate a lot more, and just utilizing a lot more of the resources that our coaching staff gives us, like doing yoga, making sure we stretch extra, just the little bitty things. We call it thawing the chicken, just the simple things, just the little bitty details of
I'll tell you that everything. Story later.
Yeah, so I would say that was one thing that I focused on a lot more, and then just wanted to be more of a threat. Just making sure that my shot is a little bit more consistent as far as just knowing how I miss, and then also being okay with missing so I'm not, like, getting down on myself when I do, and just being able to play through whether it goes in or not and continuously having that confidence on the floor as the floor leader and then as a scorer if need be. Oh, it's beautiful to see her and all that she is being given from God and just all the blessings that she is receiving. I think it's beautiful because she deserves it to the utmost power if you could think of anything. And what surprised me is she doesn't change as a person. She doesn't allow how much she's continuing to progress as far as in her career. She stays true to herself and humble and just wants to get better, still wants to be that lovable, approachable person. So I am very, very proud of her, and I am happy for her. And this is only the beginning. So just stay tuned, please. Yeah. Yeah. That shot. I think that's just believing. Just believe. Like at that moment, I didn't know that shot was even going to go in. I just shot it. I don't know where I was looking. I don't know what I was thinking about. I just threw it up there, and God blessed me and my teammates a lot, you know. And shout out to the screeners. Without the screen, wouldn't have got the shot. Without Katie being ready for that, without us knowing time and score. Yeah, so we all know the play before that. I wasn't ready for that pass. I was timid. But to have that second chance, it just allowed all of us to be a lot more ready and just, you know, thank God for the shot. Yeah.
Well, I could not be more happy for her, and obviously more proud, because you know, she's certainly obviously always represented us, the Sun Devil family, really, really well. Amazing young lady to coach like this one right here. I mean, just always positive, always coachable, never cared about individual accolades at all, always willing to sacrifice her body, taking charges, doing this, and being our leading scorer. For those of you who remember when she played for us at ASU. So, and we stay in touch. She stopped by in the preseason, and she jumped in with open gym with the team. And she's like, oh, I love those guys. We had a blast. I mean, she just truly, genuinely loves the game. Wonderful person. And I'm going to be rooting hard for the Indiana Fever, obviously, tonight. So, yeah. And hopefully she'll have another great game. Maybe get you know, I think maybe she'd be deserving of MVP if Indiana won, but I can tell you this, she could care less. That's just who she is. And I would just say that we are working on one other thing. I want to answer your, you know, kind of finish the question off. Besides rebounding, just offensive efficiency. We want to be one of those teams that's at a top five level with our spacing, being able to counter regardless of the style of defense that we're seeing. That's where we've faltered a little bit. You know, we'd see a team that really plays from the inside out, or, you know, a style of defense where we just weren't able to score and have the same fluidity with our offense. And we're really focusing. Obviously, we have to have five people on the floor that can score at all times. And, you know, I will remind people when Kelsey Moose hurt her elbow, that changed for us down the stretch of the season. And that impacted our offensive ebb, if you will. I mean, we just weren't as strong offensively from that game on through our final game in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we'll knock on wood, we're going to stay healthy and work on our offensive efficiency. So. Eliza looks great. Yeah, she's a fifth-year player for us. She has been through so much. She's a great story. You know, high school All-American, tears her ACL her senior year, middle of her senior year in high school, comes in first game of her college career, tears her quad, and had some back issues in high school, which if you can imagine at the BCS level with all the contact in year-round have, you know, continued to kind of be aggravated. Yet she comes back. Yet she grinds. I mean, she is a grinder. She will train. She will rep it out. I've had to tell her, no repping it out. I mean, we have to be really smart with her. And if she's healthy, she is really going to help us because she looks really good right now. Her scoring, just everything about her game. We had a few people at practice, and, you know, we joke about calling her grandma. And, man, she's athletic. Man, she's – so when she feels good, when her body feels good, she looks great right now. And, you know, with Kelsey at the three, we could go with Eliza or Quinn in the starting lineup, because again, we are looking at kind of shifting that over and maybe getting bigger. So right now, it would be a toss-up based on how well Eliza's playing. And Quinn, you guys know, I mean, is just getting better and better. Had a great offseason with Team Canada, won a silver medal at the World University Games. She played fantastic. So front line's looking good.
I think the brand of ASU in anything is, which is one of our values, is just making another team gag. So if you want to talk defense, you get in your face, you have ball pressure, you have denial. If we get beat on ball, you have help side, you have that momentum that is like, she said, it's just like a rotation of anything. Like we all work together. But if you think about offense, you make them gag by setting up your cuts. You make them gag by making a good screen. You make them gag by being a threat, looking to score, just being tenacious as far as what is the goal. On defense, you get stops. On offense, you make shots. So in order for us to be that team that we want to be and to be better than we were last year, be more efficient, and also just have better starts, we have to be better offensively, because that puts more pressure on our defense when we don't make shots, which makes it a lot harder as far as sustaining that for a full 40 minutes.
And I'll just add, I mean, a big part of who we are is just playing fast. So we like up-tempo. We like a fast game. So if we're pressuring, then hopefully people shoot quick. Good. We don't have to play defense that long. Yeah. We don't like defense. We like to win. I tell people that all the time. Oh, Charlie loves defense. No, Charlie likes to win. Yeah. You know, and Lili likes to win. So, yeah. You know, all the best teams in the country are good defensive teams. We all have different philosophies in the style that we play. But, I mean, I think obviously we're not going to be a top team in the country unless we're a great offensive team. So we spend a lot more time on that in practice than we do defense, because it's much more technical and, you know, much more teamwork involved offensively. Yeah. But fast. Yeah. If we're playing fast, we're good. If we're not playing fast, then we're not playing our game. Uh-uh. So, yeah, so Sophie Bruner was on the Pan Am Games team, and then Katie Hempen, USA World University Games, and then Quinn Dornstadter was for Team Canada with World University Games. And, you know, they were just kind of hunched over from their medals hanging down. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I think I'm all for that. I am so supportive when our players get to play internationally and represent their country. I think it's amazing for them. And just a wonderful experience. And there's a lot of things they take from it that have nothing to do with their physical game, you know, whether it's toughness and just experiencing a whole another world of basketball and just as people. So I just think they're all very grateful and really learned and appreciated it. you know, made us proud, is what I would say. There is. Should we share it?
We shall.
Okay. I'll share it with you guys. So our acronym motto for this year, you know, you're coming off of a season where you finished ranked 8th in the nation and huge target on your back, huge expectations of what we expect from ourselves and everybody else expects for us. So how do we deal with that? Well, we deal with it by just kind of centering ourselves, and our word is love. And love simply stands for love the opportunity, value each other. And if we just continue to show up every day and love the game and love each other and value each other, then we're going to be fine. So it's just keeping it in perspective, and just it's kind of really resonates with who we are and our values. So NASA created a gun that shoots dead chickens to test the windshields of their military aircraft. So some British engineers heard about this gun and ordered one so they could test the windshields of their high-speed trains. So they have the gun, they shoot it, it crashes through the windshield, goes into the, embeds itself in the back of the train, and they're all, you know, the British engineers are flustered and they don't know what happened, and so they immediately write NASA, you know, all the results, and they say, please advise. NASA's response was,
thaw the chicken.
So they didn't thaw the chicken and broke the windshield. Attention to detail. Yeah. So that's our motto. Like, you know, attention to detail is so huge to separate yourself as a basketball team. And so if we're not pass faking, if we're not doing the little things, yeah. I mean, you're like, thaw the chicken. Like,
yeah.
That's our thing. It's one of our many phrases, right, Lee?
Yes.
Yeah. That is our Keep the Beat, campaign. So that's kind of our social media component. So at that game, we're going to have a Taste of Tempe in our Arboretum. We're going to have 20 restaurants giving out free food for heart healthy selections. So come early and enjoy the food, where the whole concourse is filled with about 8 or 9 different organizations doing cholesterol screening, blood screening. We have United Blood Services if people want to donate blood, lots of programming. Steve has all the details in terms of all the entities, organizations that are a part of it. But it's personal for us and our program for a lot of reasons. Obviously, heart disease is the number one killer in our country, men and women. And, you know, heart attack every 34 seconds. So it's a great cause to get behind. We haven't had a cause game for a while. Some of you that have been around a really long time might have been at our outdoor game at Bank One Ballpark, where we had the first ever outdoor women's basketball game at Chase Field where the Diamondbacks play. We took the mercury floor, we brought it across the seat. We had 17,000 fans. Dick Vitale was even there. We played Tennessee. It was an amazing event. We actually did it a couple times, and we've done some other cause events. But, you know, this is just, the timing was great. The American Heart Association, you know, really wanted to partner with us along with other people. So it's going to be a really fun event and hopefully powerful. And you as the media, I mean, we would really, really appreciate anything you guys could put out. I'm happy to talk to more of you guys about it, because it's not a fundraising game. It's a awareness campaign. We want to challenge people to eat better, exercise, get checkups. You know, you can be really fit and eat great, but if you have the bad blood like my husband does, it doesn't matter. You know, so if you're not doing certain things and maybe getting on medication, you know, you might be too late. So there's a lot of things that we can be doing to help educate, and that's what we're doing with this game.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.